This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 141 for Friday, November 10th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are stronger on Friday morning, riding spillover from gains in Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and global crude oil prices. The January canola contract jumps $11.90 at $699 per ton, and the March contract advances $11 at $707 per ton. Meanwhile, European rapeseed, Chicago soybeans, and soy meal are to the downside. Ahead of the long weekend, traders are looking to square their positions. The ICE canola market will be closed on Monday to mark Remembrance Day. Canola crush margins swing higher, with the November-December position now more than $252 per ton above futures. The Canadian Grain Commission reports for the week ending November 5th that producer deliveries of canola at nearly 292,000 tons are slightly higher than those the previous week. Meanwhile, canola exports tumble to 67,800 tons and domestic usage falls to about 189,000 tons. The United States Department of Agriculture is maintaining its call on Canadian canola production for 2023-24 at 17.8 million tons. Stat Canada says canola output is about 17.4 million tons, pending its survey-based production report on December 4th. The Canadian dollar is lower on Friday morning, with the loonie at 72.29 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 72.56. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reports just over 6% of the soybeans are planted in Argentina, about half of the average pace. France says its wheat crop is two-thirds planted, well behind its average pace of 83%. Ukraine says its total harvest for 2023 is about 71.5 million tons. Meanwhile, freight rates through its Black Sea corridor are up $20 per short ton following the missile strike on a civilian vessel. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday morning. The January contract falls 3.5 cents at $13.40 per bushel. December soy meal is down $3.20 at $446.70 per short ton. Meanwhile, December soy oil rises about 0.7 of a cent at 51.16 cents per pound. Corn is lower as its December contract gives up a nickel at $4.63 per bushel. Oats are down as well, with its December contract losing 4 cents at $3.29. The U.S. wheat complex is following suit as Chicago December dips a quarter cent at $5.80.50. Kansas City December sheds 0.75 cents at $6.47. And Minneapolis December is down 3.5 cents at $7.31. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, November 10th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.